Welcome to Holy Spirit Catholic Church. Father Ross Parker will celebrate Mass with us. Today is Corpus Christi Sunday, Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. The Mass intention today is for the people of our parish. Vocation Bible School volunteers will meet tomorrow from 10 to noon at St. Malachy School to get organized for Vocation Bible School. Thank you in advance for helping to make our Vocation Bible School great. Please pick up a copy of the two-week bulletin for Mass times and ministry schedules during the summer. Lots of exciting things this summer. Check out page 6 for those busy families this summer and find Mass time near you wherever you are. We have 2 dates for a special question and answer session with Kyle Rowan, our visiting seminarian. The first one is June 29th after St. Edward Mass, along with lunch, and the second one is July 20th after Holy Spirit Mass, along with donuts. We have copies of Word Among Us in the back of the church in English and Spanish. Please enjoy reading this summer. Also, Kyle will be leading a family Lectio Divina on July 2nd at 6 p.m. at St. Malachy School. Come pray through God's word with a seminarian. Everyone is invited to Holy Door Road Trip to St. Ambrose in Des Moines on July 9th. Check page 7 for more details. Please check out page 6 of the bulletin for a survey we want all of you to take. We want your input on what types of community activities would benefit you in our parish community. Surveys are for adults of all ages, teens, and families. Use the QR code or fill out a hard copy found at the back of the church and place it in the collection plate. Thank you for your time and input.
Please stand and join in our opening song, 307, Come to the Feast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, what an honor and privilege it is for me to be with you this afternoon. I'm Father Ross Parker, the Vocation Director for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm also the pastor of St. Mary Holy Cross Church, so Father Patrick is going to my parish, and I get to come and be with you, all of you today on the very special feast of Corpus Christi as we celebrate the body and blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. As we receive Jesus, our challenge is to become more and more like our Lord, to become more and more the body of Christ. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace on earth.
Let us pray. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought our bread and wine. And being a priest of God Most High, he blessed Abram with these words: Blessed be Abram by God Most High, the creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who delivered your foes into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread and, after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lo, the angel's food is given to the pilgrim who has striven. See the children's bread from heaven, which on dogs may not be spent. Truth, the ancient types fulfilling, Isaac bound, a victim willing, Paschal lamb, its lifeblood spilling, manna to the Father's sent. Very bread, good shepherd, tend us. Jesus, of your love, befriend us. You refresh us, you defend us. Your eternal goodness sends us in the land of life to see. You who all things can and know, who on earth such food bestow, grant us with your saints, though lowest, where the heavenly feast you show, fellow heirs and guests to be. Amen. Alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. When the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." Actually, I was lying earlier. The bishop sent me to make sure that you all were being nice to Kyle. So that's the real reason why I'm here. So I just wanted to make sure. So far, so good. So I'll report back to the boss and make sure everything is okay. No, what an honor to be with you again, to see Kyle, a seminarian for the diocese, and so glad that he's here with you all, get to know him, and vice versa. St. John Paul II once said in an encyclical, a writing, that the Eucharist makes the church, that we know as Catholics that the Eucharist is at the very heart of what we believe and what we do. And when we come forth and receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, we think about the act. And so we have bread and wine that's blessed, broken, and shared. And then we go out as we take the Eucharist with us. Then there's also return. Today we've come back to Mass and we see the Eucharist again. And that repetition goes on and on. The sign of the Last Covenant is the Most Holy Eucharist. And our job and our responsibility as Catholics is become more and more what we receive. We receive the body of Christ. We're called to then be the body of Christ, to take the presence of Jesus into our families, into our communities, and really bear witness to the body of Christ, to be more and more like Jesus, who we receive in the Eucharist. And if the Eucharist makes the church, we need people who can make the Eucharist. And that's where the priesthood comes in. As a priest, we talk about three different munera, and that's a really fancy way of saying that there's three main roles of the priest. And one of the main functions, I think, that gets overlooked in the priesthood is that we're called to sanctify, to make things holy. And so as a priest, our main role is to make and confect the Most Holy Eucharist. That's at the center of our job, of our responsibility as a priest. And obviously, if there's not enough priests, there's not going to be the Eucharist. And so sometimes, again, we can ask that question, well, how can we support vocations? How can we get more priests, you know, and what are some things that we can do as Catholics, as followers of Christ, as a body of Christ? And the first thing we can do very simply is to pray. To pray for vocations, to ask God to send laborers for his harvest. And so that's the first thing we can do, to pray. Secondly, to encourage young people that by virtue of our baptism, all of us should be open to any vocation which God is calling us to. And so after communion, I'll talk a little bit more about, you know, the types of vocations. But again, to encourage our young people, you know, where is God calling you? You know, most people are called to the sacrament of marriage, just by statistics. But again, that openness and that encouragement to think about where God is calling us. And so today, as we receive the body of Christ, let's challenge ourselves to take the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord into our communities, and also that obligation to encourage vocations and to keep up that practice of prayer, so there will be many more laborers to bring in God's harvest. And brothers, let us profess what we believe. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In confidence, let us raise our prayers to a merciful God.
For the Church, the body of Christ, that we may deepen our devotion to the Eucharistic sacrifice, which gives life to the world, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. That the redemptive power of Christ's Eucharistic sacrifice may extend to the hearts and minds of all who govern, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all those who live in need, that Jesus, the bread of life, may be their sustenance, and that we may bring this mercy of Christ to all who suffer, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. That the power of the Eucharistic celebration inspires priests and those discerning a vocation to deeper prayer and reflection on the meaning of the sacrament, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For favorable weather for our growing season, for timely and beneficial rains, and for safety from storms, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the people of our parish family, especially the parents, teachers, and students involved with Vocation Bible School this week, that they may be filled with God's love and mercy, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For John Weishauer and all our deceased brothers and sisters, that they may be welcomed with love and joy into the heavenly home of the Eternal Father, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you are the giver of all good gifts. Through the intercession of Our Lady of Perpetual Help and St. Joseph, her spouse, and St. Aloysius Gonzaga, grant to a people of faith what we ask out of faith through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The ushers will now take up the collection for the support of our parish. Thank you for your continued generosity.
Let's join and sing in our offertory song, Eat This Bread, 323.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all of his holy church.
Grant your church, O Lord, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace, whose signs are to be seen in mystery and the offerings we here present through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he is a true and eternal priest, who instituted the pattern of an everlasting sacrifice and was the first to offer himself as the saving victim, commanding us to make this offering as his memorial As we eat his flesh that was sacrificed for us, we are made strong, and we drink his blood that was poured out for us, we are washed clean. And so with angels and dark angels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." A mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Aloysius Gonzaga, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Leo, our Pope, and William, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. 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 At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Corpus Christi, bread of life, grant us peace both day and night. Corpus Christi, bread of life, fill our darkness, fill your light. Lo, the angel's food is given from the body which has risen. Send us down his bread from heaven. Never wanted by your chosen. Corpus Christi, bread of life, grant us peace both day and night. Corpus Christi, bread of life, fill our darkness, fill your light. Ancients' truth are still fulfilled. Isaac bound, a victim willed. Paschal lamb, his life blood spilled. Manna by the Father's given. Corpus Christi, bread of life, grant us peace both day and night. Corpus Christi, bread of life, fill our darkness, fill your light. Every bread good shepherd send, Jesus our beloved friend, your refresh us and defend, your eternal goodness send us. Corpus Christi, bread of life, grant us peace both day and night. Corpus Christi, bread of life, fill our darkness with your light. You who all things can and know, give us each this bread you sow. Grant us with your heavenly host, body, blood, and soul divine. Corpus Christi, bread of life, grant us peace both day and night. Corpus Christi, bread of life, fill our darkness with your light.
Second communion song is 327, One Bread, One Body.
One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless, and we, the many, throughout the earth, we are one body in this one. Servant or free, woman or man, no more. One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless, and breathe, amen.
one Lord of all. One blood we bless, in which we bless, and we, the many, throughout the earth. We are one body in this one Lord. Grain for the fields, scattered and grown, gathered to one.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that we may delight for all eternity in that share in your divine life, which is foreshadowed in the present age by our reception of your precious body and blood, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Just again, like I said, just a quick update about what's going on in the vocation world, along with Kyle, who's been in seminary now for quite some time. This next year, we should have 5 men joining the seminary, so thanks be to God for that. And many women I'm working with, you know, once they go to religious community and they discern religious life as a sister, I'm no longer in charge of them, so that's a little bit different, you know. But again, work with many young women who are also discerning religious life. And so again, as we take the Lord with us today, let's first of all pray for vocations. You can do me a big favor by doing that. And secondly, to encourage our young people to think about where God is calling them. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God.
As we go forth from this celebration, let's sing to the Mountains, 555. Sing to the seas, raise your voices, lift your heart. This is the day the Lord has made. Let all the earth rejoice. I will give thanks to you, my Lord. You have answered my plea. You have saved my soul.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We fly to thy patronage. O Holy Mother of God, despise not our prayers and our necessities, but ever deliver us from all dangers. O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. Mary, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Hope of Pilgrims, pray for us. Refuge of Sinners, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please be seated as I do a post-communion song. Lord, I consume your body. Lord, I consume your blood. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Oh Lord Jesus, come. Only this I pray. Let your grace abound. This world will pass away. Lord, renew my strength and consume my heart. Lord, I consume your body. Lord, I consume your blood. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Even though I fall, even though I am weak, you'll always be my remedy. Lord, renew my strength and consume my heart. Lord, I consume your body. Sing with me. Lord, I consume your blood. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart.